Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, and then, of course, our good friends joining us on the East Coast online through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. Recording artist Jay Swift is an individual who's not only found success in music, but really so much more than that. He has fans literally around the world that have grabbed on to his messages. One of the singles that you guys have had the chance to listen to on this program is Lay You Down. He's here today to talk to us not only about his career, but also to introduce his new single, Chop It Up. Jay Swift, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
All right, thanks for having me. How's it going?
Doing really well, man. Well, congratulations to you, man. One thing about you, man, people cannot say that you don't work. You know, I mean, from the first time that I first found out about you last year, man, you stay on the grind. You're always doing something, always promoting the music, always involved in something. What has it been like for you to see all this hard work paying off for you? Because as I mentioned, you have fans that not only come to see your shows, but that follow you, you know, online around the world. What has that been like to know that your hard work is paying off for you?
It feels good. It keeps me motivated. It keeps me knowing that I'm doing something right. You know, if you didn't have that kind of response, you might have to look back at it and say, okay, if I don't have that kind of love and that feedback, maybe I might need to look into something else. But, you know, the motivation is there. The fan feedback is there. Everybody, you know, likes what I'm doing. They're asking for more of it, more of it. And that's
right.
What I just got to keep pumping out and, you know, please the fans and try and make some more while I'm doing that.
Exactly. So, you know, we talk about on this show all the time, Jay Swift, about the beginning, because I think all greatness starts from something. You know, there was something in your life that said, you know what, I can do this. Do you remember that moment, or you remember what it was that said to you that music was going to be the way that you spoke to the world?
Honestly, I can say it was probably, you know, just watching a bunch of different Tupac interviews when he was, you know, in his prime. And not only the fact that he made great music, but he just came across as, you know, somebody who was trying to portray a message. And even though some people may have had mixed messages about what he was trying to do, he had a voice and people respected his voice, you know, whether you were a fan of his music or not. And I just felt like, you know, music is an art and it's a way to speak to people. It's a way to express yourself. And at the same time, music can put you through certain parts of your life and let you know, like, if you look back on certain songs, you can think about, okay, when that song came out, I was going through this at this point in my life where I was going through this situation. And, you know, I feel like music played a big part in me growing up, and I want my music to touch people and let them know, okay, hey, I got a song about that. You're going through that relationship. I got a song about that. You know, you're struggling, your bills are due. I got a song about that. So I just want to relate to people, help them get through what they're going through, and I feel like music is an excellent way to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's interesting that you say that. So you feel as though part of the attraction to you and your music is the fact that people hear it and they see themselves in it then.
Correct. Yeah, I feel like that's a big part because, you know, so many people can go out there and imitate, do this and say that, and I mean, if you're not real and you haven't really lived that aspect or you haven't been through that, it's not going to come across as sincere as, you know, the next guy. And I just feel like, you know, for me and my message is for what I've been through, I'm just telling, you know, life stories or everyday struggles or situations. If I had a relationship and we had a problem about something, I just went and wrote a song about it. And, you know, most people go through the same relationship problems. You know, you got to fix it. You got to go through it, get stronger with it. And I just felt like, hey, I could turn that into a song so the next person can get through it and I can maybe help them out and shed some light and let them know that, hey, you're not the only one going through this. This is what happens. Here's how I got through it. Or, you know, here's your situation, Sean. You got to pay these bills. You need to go out there and go get a second job. You know, so
that's what I'm all about,
man, making music that everybody can relate.
Well, you know, we call all musicians on this program, we call all of you guys recording artists. I don't like people to be, you know, kind of pigeonholed into genres. Hip-hop is the way that you have been speaking to the world. That's how people have gotten to know you. You mentioned, of course, and this probably answers part of the question, you mentioned, of course, watching interviews with Tupac. Do you feel as though hip-hop has really been able to be like, you know, the main, I've heard some some rappers talk about, you know, hip-hop being almost, you know, like the CNN for the streets. Do you feel as though hip-hop, you know, does bring that realness to different generations, that they're able to hear it and really understand what it's saying and also how it applies to them?
I think it does, and I think at the same time, people kind of get it misconstrued to where, you know, some people, some hip-hop artists, they can, I guess you can say, they make that music and try and glorify that, and then there's
right.
other artists who make that music, and they're just trying to tell the stories and say, here's what I've been through, here's where I'm at now. And I think there's a fine line between that, and some people get it, you know, kind of confused and get caught in the in-betweens, but I just feel like for me, I don't glorify anything about what I've done. I want to talk to you about, okay, here's what I did. Yeah, I did this to get out of that area, or to get away from that, to be successful, because I wasn't in a place where success was rampant, you know, so I took an alternate route, and
right.
here I am now. And I feel like a lot of these guys, you know, they just go out there and they just want to look like, you know, they're Mr. Big Shot in the streets. And is that cool to be that? No, nobody wants to be that. That's, if you're going to take that route and take it to do something else, is what I'm trying to
exactly.
preach about it.
Exactly.
I think that's where they're, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, man. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Jay Swift. We're talking about not only the success he's been able to have up until this point, but how he got to this point. He was sharing with us about, you know, one thing that really inspired him was watching interviews with Tupac and seeing how Tupac was able to speak through his music, and now he's being able to do the same thing. I mentioned on the show, Jay Swift, that our listeners here got to know you last year through the single Lay You Down. You had actually been scheduled to come to be on the program last year. We had some technical issues. It was totally our fault. We weren't able to have you, but I invited you back, and you were gracious enough to come on. Let's talk about songs like this. Last year it was Lay You Down. This year it's Chop It Up. You, again, you know, you're not a person that just sticks to one thing. You're able to talk about different avenues in life. You know, as you have been able to, you know, do that, and also, you know, to see how people relate to it, I'm curious is, you know, how important it is for you to stay true to yourself in that. Because I love what you said about, you know, using what you've been through to get to somewhere else. Do you think
right.
then that, you know, because you're able to give a little bit of party music, then you're able to give people something to make them think? That's an artist that people of all different walks of life, that you're the kind of artist that they can come to and find something in your music that they can like and appreciate.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because nobody wants to be stuck on one thing. You want to grow. And if you're just going to be a street rapper, a street dude your whole life, it's going to get old, and people are going to come to expect that from you, and that's all they're going to look for from you. If I'm going to talk about, okay, I came from the streets, I did this, I did that, here's where I'm at now, I'm successful, I want to go out, I want to party, I want to have fun, I don't want to be in that crowd, I don't want to have my life in danger or worry about the cop looking for me or something crazy like that. I want to party with my friends, my homeboys, you know, go in a club full of beautiful women, you know, party it up and do it again the next day. And, you know, so I feel like people want to hear that stuff too. And I mean, I think right now pop is taking over. I'm listening to hip hop stations here in my own area, and they're playing more pop music because it's just more
yeah.
of what people want to hear. You know, it's more uplifting, it's happy go lucky, you know, and it's not bringing you down all the time like some of this other music can kind of tend to do if you listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I kind of asked you this, but I want to go back to this because there are so many people who try to define, you know, the type of artist you're supposed to be, or they try to tell you, you know, if you're going to be successful, you know, what type of music you have to produce. You know, how do you walk that line, Jay Swift? Because it is a business. So at the end of the day, you want to be profitable at it. You want it to be lucrative. But then, of course, there is the audience, you know, being able to find something that the audience wants. How do you walk that line of treating it like a business but also being true to yourself in the process?
I think the best way that I approach that is I just make song after song after song and make different varieties of songs. So, you know, I can be in the studio one night and I can have written, you know, a song about the club 2 days before, and I'm going in there to record that song, you know, because that's what I just recently was doing, or that's where I was at, and I had a feeling I just needed to write a song about that, you know, and that can end up being a song. You put that out there and you let the people decide, you let them decide, okay, is this what we really want to hear from him? Because you could put out a party song and not be what you're really all about. You might need to just be a soulful rapper talking about, you know, positive vibes in life and all that kind of stuff, because that's where you come across better. That's where your lyrics are better for you. So I just feel like, you know, for me, I'm still growing as an artist. So everything I do is practice. Every song I do, I'm just practicing to get better. And the fans are going to walk with me. They're going to help me get better by listening to me, giving me that feedback. So once I put a song out there, and if I get 1,000 downloads on it, I know I'm doing something right. If I put it out there and it only gets like 10 downloads, I'm like, huh, let me rethink that song. Maybe I don't need to go that route anymore. Maybe that's not what my style is. But, you know, it's all a learning pattern right now. I just feel like,
right,
you know, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm consistent with it, and I treat it like a job. I treat it like almost like a sport, because, you know, you go out there, if you play basketball, you have to practice to compete with the best. And, I mean, if you take a week, 2 weeks off, you're going to be sloppy. You're going to go in the gym. Your jumper's not going to be as on as it was, you know, 2 weeks before if you go hardcore at it. So that's where I am with it right now.
All right. Again, you're listening to The Conversations Live. We're speaking to recording artist Jay Swift. We're talking about the business behind the music. And Jay Swift, the single you're promoting right now is Chop It Up. Tell our listeners how it came about.
Chop It Up was actually one of those songs. I was just in the club and, you know, like to see women dance and have fun. And I was just like, you know what? I got an idea for a song like this. I've had one. I was kind of reluctant to write that type of song. It's cliche. It's almost like your typical down south Miami booty bass type song, you know, but I hadn't done one of those. I was just like, let me just go in the studio and have fun with it, see how it comes out. I had never did a song like that at all, and it came out better than I ever could expect it. And people were just like, you need to go out with that. You need to push it. You need to let everybody know. They need to go download this song. DJs need to play it. And, you know, it's probably been about a month now since I actually released it, and the feedback's just been crazy. I'm getting all kinds of DJ requests to, hey, can I get a custom version of it? Can you say my name on it? Can you dub it? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you come here? I'm getting performances lined up based off that song, and it's just like,
wow,
that's crazy. I didn't even expect that. I mean, not to say that I'm above that, but, you know, that's cliche music, and I never in my life would have thought I would have just put out a song like that and got that type of feedback. But it's all about growing as an artist and trying new things, because if you put yourself in one box, you're not going to go too many places. I mean, some people, they make success off one type of song, but it doesn't last. You have to be able to adapt. So I feel like that's part of me growing as an artist as well.
All right. Well, man, since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce a single for us?
All right. This is Jay Swift representing Tampa, brand new single, Chop It Up. Ladies, you're going to love it. Clubs, you're going to love it. DJs, go ahead and run it. Let's go.
Okay, 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 okay,
hey,
okay,
hey,
okay,
hey,
Jay Swift, boy,
they know about me,
yeah.
Chop it up, 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 chop it up,
chop it up.
Chop it up, 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 chop it up.
Chop It Up here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com as well as through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. The artist is actually with us as well. We've been talking to him not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to get to this point. You know, one question I'd like to ask everybody, Jay Swift, because I find the answer is normally different for everybody, and that is about success. You know, there are some young people that will look at you and say, wow, that's what I want to do. You know, you're on the radio, you know, you're doing shows, you know, you're getting all this attention. That's what they want. I'm curious as to, you know, from the time that you were watching those Tupac interviews and up until this point, how was your idea of what success is for you personally? How has it changed?
Success is just all about fan feedback. I mean, you can jump into this and think you're going to become a millionaire overnight, and you'd be completely wrong. I knew that wasn't the case, so I knew it was going to be a slow grind, slow process, so I prepared myself for it and, you know, wanted to get feedback of, you know, those around me and anybody I could reach out to and say, hey, do you like this song? Hey, would you play this song in your car or while you're working out at the gym? Or DJ, would you play this song in the club packed full of people? And, you know, and you take the feedback and you run with it from there. So I think feedback is the key there, letting you know how good you are at your craft or how ready you are for the next point in your career. And, I mean, after you get to a certain point and you grind hard enough, then you can start looking at it and saying, okay, how can I really, really make some money off this? Or I'm at a point where, now where people are going to buy my music. Can I go and, you know, get with these promoters and book them for a show and then have me come, fly out, drive out, whatever the case, pay for a show. And, you know, it's a difficult game. It's not easy at all. That's with any type of success you want. If it comes easy, it's not going to last long, as my mom always says. So, you know, I always just looked at it like that. So for now, I'm still nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm a whole lot further than I was when I first started. You know, I just know I'm still climbing to the top, and I'm slowly getting there. So I'm just satisfied with the results, and I just keep taking it one day at a time.
Exactly, and that's all we can do, take it one day at a time. Again, Jay Swift, everyone, the single you heard here was Chop It Up. But, Jay, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and also get their copy of the single as well?
Free copy for now until I get ready to put it on iTunes. I think I got another 2 weeks before it's officially on iTunes. So you can download it for free right now at www.jswiftmusic.com. That's my official Facebook fan page. It takes you straight there. I'm tweeting out links for free music and all my updates all the time. Follow me at jswift813. Any booking or anything else, jswift813 at Gmail. You know, hit me up. I respond. I'm on everything. You know, I'm not one of those guys who, if you tweet me, I'm not going to tweet you back. You know, I'm very interactive. You know, I'm on there. I check that time to time. People around me say I check that stuff too much, but I like to be, you know, up to date with what's going on in regards to me and my music. So, you know, Everybody just holler at me. I talk back.
All right. So, again, jswift813 at gmail.com. And then, of course, at jswift813 on Twitter. And then, as you mentioned, jswiftmusic.com is where you can go also to get your free download of Chop It Up right now. Make sure you do share it with your favorite club and DJ. Make sure that they're playing as well. Jay Swift, man, congratulations again. Thank you again for coming on, man, and sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
All right, appreciate that. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with Jay Swift, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. There you can download it completely for free. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's actually available on both of those places. Just go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/CAWeb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's CYRUSWEBB. Just click on that link. It'll take you directly to the interview, and you can actually share it with your friends there through the social media pages there as well. Again, Jay Swift, the new single is Chop It Up. Make sure you do get it at jswiftmusic.com. That's going to do it for me for this part of Conversations Live. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to give you your quick, easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com as well as dcnowradio.com.
Attention Conversation Live listeners. Are you looking for a fun and exciting way to strike up an intimate conversation with your lover? If so, the Sex Bucket List is for you. With a page to personalize, your very own happy face stamper, and over 600 sextivities to stamp off before you kick the bucket, you'll soon discover a sexual side of yourselves that you never knew existed. Find us at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and as always, get busy getting dizzy.